Rashi. Omla answers back like this. Ula taimel, according to your time, hodit tanan, that thing we learned like this. We have Shimon ben Gamliel loimer. Shimon says alacha later like this. That heavy sholosh behemis. Ibn Nozir came and brought three behemis. Vulay pirish. And they didn't say for what he wants it. So we say, haroya lachatis takrav chatis. The animal that's roy to be brought for a chatis, that goes for a chatis. Lioila takrav oila. The korban that's roy for noila goes for noila. Like Tay said before, that the kifsa, that goes for chatis. The keves, that goes for noila. And the ayil, that goes for shlamin. The shlamin takrav shlamin. So lachar is amai, why? Ha'amrit behema lav kimafreshes dummy. You're telling me now a behema is not called kimafreshes dummy. So it's not called kimafreshes dummy a behema. So how could we bring it for any way you want to? He's supposed to explain that the question is like this. For yamai means kolayma. Lefimada boyla chuchim, you want to bring a proof from chizda that the oifa is kistumin, that birds are called stam stumin. So v'hochi nami behema should also be kistumim dami, and they're not called kimafroshim. Since so, here it's a kasha then. Like if you want to say that birds is called stam, so then behemis should also be the same. We should also be kistam. And here we see clearly from Shimon ben Gamliel that behemis are not called stam. If you have your three animals here, so right away the fact that we see this animal is fit for noila, this one's fit for shlamim, this one's fit for chatis, we give it those halachas right away. So we see clearly here animals are not called stam. Animals are called kimafrosh's dummy. So once you see animals that way, lechura bird should also be kimafrosh's dummy. So as I said, why are you telling me birds, not let that bird should be kistumim, stumim? So Marim says, Amalei, hosam, I'll tell you by birds is a different halacha altogether. I'll tell you hosam by the birds, the pshat is like this. V'lokach v'osa amarachmona. Now that thing we learned before, that you can mefarish your birds, either when you buy them, or when the kohen brings it, not the pshat tam, that's a svara. In svara it should not be that way. In svara taka we're right. That maybe after the owner buys it, later he should be able to say, one is for noila, one is for chatis. So then how come a kohen later could bring him whichever way he wants to? The Torah says that's not a svara, but it's a gzeras hakosif. Omlei hosam, by birds, the pasuk says like this, V'lokach v'osa omarachmona. The Torah says when you buy these birds or else when you do them, when you use them. What does that mean? Ivalakichas bailim. In other words, either at the time when the owner goes to the store to buy the two birds, at that time if he speaks out and says, I want this one to be for the chatis and this one to be for the yela, very good, you could do that. That's called v'lokach. And then the pasuk says v'yosa, means ibiasias kain. Or else the other time you could explain it is when the kohen actually goes and brings the birds. But it's a gzeras hakosuf here that in between when the owner bought it, if the owner bought these birds, stam, he did not speak out clearly for what purpose he wants this one, for what purpose he wants that one. He just stam bought them. And then after he bought them, then he decides to say, I want this one to be for noel, this for chatis, nothing doing. And that's a gzeras hakosuf. So therefore there's no raya from oifas to behemis. By behemis we say tak, it's called kimaf rosh's dummy. If the nazar holds on to his animals, we're afraid that during the time he has to hold on to them, he'll decide this one should be for the ola, this one should be for the chatis. By an animal you could do it. That's why by animals tak we say they're called kimaf rosh's dummy. Just oifas is always called stumas ninu, because by birds it's exeris akustiv. That the only time you can explain for which one is going to be the chatis, which one is going to be the oila, either when you buy it from the, when you first go to buy it, then you could say which one, and if you don't do it that time, it's a gzeras hakosev, you can't do it later. The next time it could be done is only by the siyas hakohen. So I tell you, hochinam here also.